This is eFactor Radio, created by entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs. And now here's your host, David Wolf.
Hi, I'm David Wolf, and welcome to eFactor. Our guest on this segment is an entrepreneur who has worked to improve the matter of transferring large files over the internet without that disturbing advertising that we see. Boss Behrens and his company, WeTransfer, offers a new file transfer service which allows you to send up to 2 gigabytes over the web for free. We'll find out how they do that. Joining us on the line from their headquarters in Amsterdam to tell us more about this innovative service is Boss Behrens. He's the co-founder of WeTransfer. Boss, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Let's lay the groundwork for this segment. What was the evolution that led to the development of WeTransfer, both from the corporate perspective and also from a technology perspective?
Right. Well, actually, I got also a communication agency, which is called OI, which I have started like 11 years ago. And actually, 4 or 5 years ago, we had the need to find a way to transfer our files to our clients and to our suppliers. And we thought, okay, let's try that to do it via the internet, because everybody used already FTP kind of services, but you have to deal with passwords and these kind of things.
Yes.
So actually, we thought it was pretty annoying, and the courier costs for sending tapes and DVDs to our clients, I mean, the costs were so high. So I was lucky that we have some very good technical people in our house. So I just asked them, look, is there a way we can do it a different way? So they started developing, and then they made something which was tremendous. After a few weeks, they came already with something that I thought, wow, I mean, this is very easy to use. I mean, there's no password, it's easy. So at that time, it was called OI Transfer, and that's like 4 years ago.
So about 4 years ago, you start on this path. When you started the concept to build this out, how did you want to show up differently in the market space? I want to get a sense of how WeTransfer and the services you provide relate to some of the other competitors out there that do this file transfer service.
Right. Well, at that time, I didn't know what actually, there was not a business model hanging on it. So at that moment, I actually didn't know what we were doing, let's say, on a commercial side. So as we were using it with our suppliers and clients, I thought that later, like, oh, wow, I would like to make this more commercial, because I saw that people were using it for private, and I thought, hey, I didn't see very many ways. I mean, there were file transfer services that I thought, okay, they're okay, but yeah, I thought something was missing. So I was looking actually in those years for a way we could make it more commercial, with actually to have a right business model behind it, and that you can also earn some money with it, because yeah, you still have to store your files and to provide people with a service. So actually, 2 years ago, I met Nolden. Nolden has is a Dutch, let's say, entrepreneur and really social media guy,
yeah,
who has his own web blog. And he found a way already at that time to promote and to earn with his blog. And that means actually big wallpapers on the back of his blog. So and his wallpapers were not having real advertising, but they are like illustrations, photos from brands, big brands actually.
Yeah, it sounds like they're passive in the background.
Yeah, they're passive in the background, but they give more brand experience than really that you have the feeling you're dealing with advertising. And actually, it seemed to work out very well with his visitors. So, and actually, this is what we see as a trend also this year. So that people really appreciate, let's say, the user appreciate this kind of advertising. And actually, for brand value, it's great for the advertisers, because also people use this. They can download it from his blog, and they use it for their own desktop or blog, this cool background. So, I mean, for an advertiser, I think that's really great.
Please continue. Sorry.
Yeah. So talking with him 2 years ago, we said, look, I got this transfer model, and you got this background. We should do something. So at that time, the whole field or the filling field for only that few fields that we have was just covering the whole page. And I said, look, we put your backgrounds and we make a small application where you can fill in all your the small details that you only need to send some files through, and we're there. So we started developing, and actually we found another partner that is really an expert on doing advertising. And actually WeTransfer was born very fast. So we started, like, say, I think 1 year ago now with the development, and December last year, so 5 months ago, we went online with a soft launch, just a note on Twitter and on Nolden's blog, and since then, I think the viral aspect has done its work because we don't know what's happening. I can tell you that.
Wow, astronomic growth.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, well, to give some figures, let's say for every receiver, let's say one of the third receivers becomes a sender. So, yeah, if you look from a marketing perspective, I mean, this viral aspect has done its work. So that's what we hoped for, of course, that would happen. But without doing any advertising, I mean, people are doing that for us, especially on Twitter or blogs or news items in normal paper, conventional papers, but also on the web, and that's just great. It just grows automatically. So we're also partnering with companies now to speed up a little bit the process. But yeah, what we have reached at this moment, our goals were set for 1 year. We reached it now after 2 months already. So we couldn't have dreamt that this would happen.
We're visiting with Bas Behrens. He's the co-founder of WeTransfer.com, that website, www.WeTransfer, just like it sounds, WeTransfer.com.
Right. Yeah.
So just so I understand, our audience understands, what is the revenue model for you when you partner with brands and we create these backgrounds are obviously, they're a part of this. Are they paying for that space? Is that how this works?
Okay. Yeah, it just works like banner spaces.
But it's not intrusive, and that's the difference. Do I have that right? In other words, it's not interrupting them with a commercial or a spot or an ad or a banner.
No.
The idea is that it's more passive, it's in the background, but they still get a brand experience. Do I have that right?
All right? Yeah, you're right. And actually, in the contrary of interrupt or disrupting, it's really the feedback we get, like on email and Twitter and blogs that we read and people read about or write about us. Is that people love it. They say it's great to look at. It's a nice experience. I really feel like, oh, I would like to have these images. So it is actually working the opposite way. And this is something we really, we hoped for, of course. Actually, we were not thinking about it. We thought more like, okay, it is less disturbing than maybe flashy banners. But it turned out like this. And it makes the user more happy. So we have even people who call themselves fans the whole day. So we... We don't know what's about that, but it's always nice to hear.
Sure.
Yeah. So, but regarding the business model behind it, it's true that the advertisers, like normal banners, they pay per CPM. So they pay amount of money for every 1,000 views, actually. And which is pretty normal.
Yeah, that
advertising model.
In that way, it is very conventional. Yes, that's
right. Yeah, in that way, it's very conventional. And what we're trying to do now is to look in the big countries in the world to find media partners to help us with creating mass, to help us actually to find the advertisers, and that we can have a kind of a partnership with that. So that's what we're doing at this moment, and that's one of the business models, just actually normal, the advertising. The other one is that we give companies, or we want to give companies, their own channel. That means if they get their own subdomain, and then they can have their permanent ad or actually their permanent company image, what they would like, for as well as the sender, as the receiver, to be seen. So they have their, a little bit their own, let's say, channel instead of your for instance, your FTP channel, you now have to be transfer channel. And this is really, we're testing it now with companies, and this is really, very
that's
successful.
That's an interesting approach.
Yeah.
Bas, who are your customers in general? Can you give us a sense of there?
Well, I can tell you that at this moment, it's like the big brands. It's like the Nikes, the Ducatis, this kind of brands who are at this moment contacting us directly, which is also surprising for us because, of course, I have an agency and I know that normally the brands go fire or the advertisers go fire their agency or their media company. And
that's
what
right.
What we see now is that they're calling us directly and say, look, we want to be there. And like I think like 15 or 20 of the biggest 100 brands that they contacted us already directly or some via their agency. So for us, it's really like, okay, they found us, and yeah, we're more than welcome to do advertising.
Yeah, it's disintermediation. They're going direct to you. The other side of that question was, who are the users of the service? In other words, is this a consumer? Who are we talking about that's moving large files around?
That's a good question. Well, actually, everybody. Everybody. It's for private use, it's for business use, and it's for grandpas and children, for instance, till at the moment they can send files or use the computer. It's actually for everybody, and we can see that from reactions and how it's used, that that it's really true, that it's used by everybody. So it's looking at other services, this is, makes us pretty unique, that we're also not focusing on special target groups. It's just like, it is there, it should be easy. It is just uploading your file, send it to maximum 20 people, and then without any registration. So, and there's up to 2 gigabytes per transfer that you can send. So,
did you say without registration?
Yeah, without registration. Actually, these three things I just mentioned, like the fact that it's free, that you don't have to register it, and it's up to 2 gig per transfer. This makes us this combination. You see that back everywhere. That is the key advantages of our system.
So, in other words, there's a pushback when people have to register.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, we thought so, and we really see that is a pushback, and this is you see even people switching to our service because it seems that people still are afraid to leave their info, and actually we feel it's not necessary. So
that's quite interesting and a very conscious choice and a strategic choice. You've traded not engaging with the consumer that uses your service in exchange for a cleaner, lower barrier to entry to get into and use the service, more transparency.
True. Yeah, that's true. That's actually, we want to give as much service as possible. That is our main goal, to keep it free forever, actually, so the user never has to pay. These are so, let's say the missions of our company is that to always keep that high, so that they also don't have to pay. For instance, people are anxious that they think like, okay, next year, what's happening? You know, so we also try to be very clear in our communication on our .info website as well, that we try to be as open as possible, and we think like, this is where the internet's going to be free, to be open in communication, and of course advertising. That's really that we think at this moment, and we see it. What the big brands are doing, advertising is the way you can earn money. But in the way you can have our servers running, and we can drink our coffee. This is how we put that on the web. But I think that's where it's going to. And of course, there are many more ways to keep your company alive and to expand service, actually, because actually with the earnings that you do, you can create new features, and we're working on that as well. So every time we try now to optimize, and we only started 5 months ago, but every time we try to optimize the service and give more feedback, more help and everything. So we're... Yeah.
What does the infrastructure of the company look like in terms of human capital, and if you want to get into the technology and the servers? I'm imagining it is a drink your coffee and let your servers run kind of world, but certainly you've got some customer service or some other. I mean, you've got to have people to run this thing.
True. No, that's true.
What does it look like?
That's cool. Well, we have some people in house. I mean, designers, and at this moment, it's also still merged a little bit with my agency.
That's right.
But we're growing fast. So we have a lot of people we need to hire, actually. But we have, of course, a few technical people, designers, and of course the management, and the customer service. So and we have people that are actually for us doing on let's say, going around the world to find these media agencies, and we made some deals with them. So of course we're growing so fast in these 5 months, we cannot hire everybody immediately.
Are you more in Europe than you are in the States, or equal parts? Give us a sense of the international, where you are geographically. Do you know in terms of the user of the service?
The user, right? Well, what we can see now, of course, because we started in Holland, is that a lot of users are coming from Holland. But actually, we can say in all the 190 countries, people are using it, and especially we see in the US, we see a growth coming. Actually, it came a little bit slower than we expected, but we see really now the growth coming, and for instance India, Russia, and some countries in Europe like UK and Italy, they're growing pretty fast, and because the US is a big market, a lot of users of sending big files, so that's why we also have now our office since 1 month in San Francisco. So that's why we try to have more food on the ground in the U.S. to see if we can find partners and to see how we can even speed up the growth over there. So but I think in the U.S. I think it's already 1/3 of our users come from the U.S. So that's really nice.
When you look at the metrics, the analytics for page views, which is the way you sell to your partners on a CPM basis, as you've said, what kind of numbers are you guys looking at right now, and where would you like to see it, or where are you projecting it to go?
You mean with the number of users later, for instance?
Yeah, well, yeah. A couple different ways to slice this, I guess, and what I'm asking is how you look at it. Do you count the number of megabytes or gigabytes that get uploaded, or do you count it by individual user, each event? And what are those numbers looking like? What kind of growth have you seen?
Well, there's not so much growth in the users when we see. I mean, we have an average, let's say, file uploading size. I think it's at this moment is 100 megabytes.
Wow.
I mean, we see that changing also a little bit. It was more at the beginning when the first, let's say, the innovators tested it. So immediately a lot of people are trying to send big. Of course, you see it now slowly getting, see it going down. But we're still, people are sending big files, and we love to see that. So movies, their own videos, sounds, music they make. So that's really nice to see. But we figured also out that we cannot say everything already with our statistics, because of these 5 months, you see there are things changing.
And sure, it's a moving target. I understand completely.
Yeah, a moving target, yeah. But regarding, for instance, the number of users, we now have 700,000 unique users already in these 5 months. So, and we see that, let's say, the curve growing rapidly at this moment.
When you talk about 700,000, just to give us a sense of it, is that a per month number, or is that an aggregate over 5 months?
No, this is over the 5 months that we have now accomplished to have the 700,000.
It's still quite astounding. How does the end user, the mover of files, how do they find out about you?
Actually, it's all over the internet. It's the viral aspect. That is the most important thing. So you send a file to a friend. This person opens this file in email, and then his browser opens. And when he downloads the file, sees how easy it is. This is how we experience it. And they think, hey, I can do that also.
So okay, I got it. So when you send a file, that creates a new customer, so to speak.
That's correct. Yeah, one of the third. We can say at this moment we calculate is one of the third receivers who receives it becomes also a sender. And of course, you cannot see it totally because he does it maybe the next day or in a few weeks. But this is a little bit of trend we see, and that's actually how the biggest growth is coming. And
so it's a 30%, it's basically 33%, if you will, of your senders turn into new senders.
Yeah, that's true.
Of your receivers turn into new senders.
Yeah.
Boss, I know you've got some special offers going for eFactor members. Tell us a little bit about how that works.
Yeah, we recently had a strategic partnership with eFactor, which we're really thankful for, because they help us a lot, actually, in what they're doing with their entrepreneur social network. What we're going to offer, actually, as of next week, is a special service, a special essential, like they have on the website, where all the eFactor members can have their own subdomain, and the first 30 seconds of sender and receiver will be their own background. So we offer that for free, and we built this model especially for eFactor members. So it's also a tryout for both, and eventually we want to offer that they can have the whole subdomain like I explained before.
And so they can find out about this if they go to their eFactor, they log in and go to the dashboard. Is that how this works?
Yeah. And then there will be a banner or a show that you're at the Essentials page also. They have special offers, eFactor. And there, from there, you can choose that. And for free, you can have this whole domain. So what we also will do in our info website, we will show there a link to eFactor. So look, if you're a company and you want your own background to be seen the first 30 seconds, then please be a member of eFactor, which you can do that for free even already, or you pay for sure the several services that they offer. So
terrific.
Yeah, so that's terrific. So we're really happy. We're both very enthusiastic about what's going on and if people are going to do that. But from experience now and the requests we get on a daily basis on companies who want to have their own channel, we're really looking forward to what's going to happen.
Boss, what an amazing model. I'm going to check it out. WeTransfer. Our guest has been Boss Behrens. He's the co-founder of WeTransfer. That website is www.wetransfer.com. They're located in San Francisco, Amsterdam, but most importantly, all over the internet internationally in more than 190 countries. Boss, thanks so much for joining us on eFactor.
Thank you, David, for having me there.
Thanks for listening to eFactor Radio. Get more podcasts with your premium membership at eFactor.com.